I have my co-host, as always, David Nicholas and Steve Rodriguez, and we have a very distinguished guest that we'd like to welcome to the show. It's Virginia Galloway. She is the Georgia State Director for the Americans for Prosperity. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with you today. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Tell me this, Ms. Galloway, if you would, for our listeners, what is Americans for Prosperity and what do you do?
Americans for Prosperity is a national nonpartisan organization, and what we're about is fiscal responsibility in government. Now, don't laugh when I say that, because it can happen.
It's kind of like an oxymoron lately, isn't it?
It seems like it, but it is possible, and that's what we work at on a day-by-day basis. So it's a very nonpartisan effort because both parties need to be held accountable, and we just work at every level from the local, mostly state and federal, though.
Okay. All right. So it's about fiscal responsibility in government. I can tell you I could not agree with that more. With our national debt going up 30% in less than 2 years, our annual federal deficit right now at somewhere between $1.3 and $1.6 trillion, we're obviously going the wrong way in terms of debt. So I applaud your efforts there. Tell me this specifically, what are you doing, or what can we do as Americans to shrink the size of government?
Well, it's a process. You know, it's not something that can happen overnight, obviously, but we have to be engaged. People need to be contacting their congressman. They need to be engaged in this election that's coming up, certainly, and making sure that even as they talk to candidates, that they make their wishes known, because I believe that most of the American people are with us. They think the deficit is out of control. They are scared of the level of national debt, which they should be, because it's become more than an economic issue. It's even possibly a national security issue at this point.
You know what? Absolutely, it's a national security issue. And that, and I was kind of perusing around your website a little bit, and you actually grade candidates as to whether they're energy friendly. Would you expand on that a little bit?
Well, we actually grade candidates on a number of levels.
Okay.
We did a voter guide this year in Georgia for our folks, and a lot of other states did as well. Basically, we want to see if they are friendly to prosperity on a number of levels. We check them on the energy, if they are in favor of cap and trade or a similar bill that they come up with from time to time. Cap and trade has become quite unpopular. Then they are not friendly to prosperity, because that will ruin the economy completely. I mean, on a personal level, for people just trying to heat and provide electricity to their own homes, but especially for manufacturers and businesses that hire people, what few are doing that still. But anyway, we grade them on a number of levels, and that is just one of them.
I got a couple of follow-up questions to that. How would our listeners get a voter guide? How would they do that?
Well, ours for Georgia is on our Georgia page from the AmericansForProsperity.org website. They can go to state chapters, find Georgia. They kind of have to scroll around and play with it a little bit, or they can just contact me, and I'll email the link directly to them. And the contact is on that same webpage. And it's AmericansForProsperity.org, and it's the Georgia page.
Okay. And I'm just kind of curious. Barack Obama, what kind of rating did he get?
Well, actually, we didn't grade him. We just graded the legislators. I would dare say he would pretty much be a zero on the prosperity.
Yeah, I suspected you might say that, given the fact that his administration is spending money like drunken sailors.
But let me point out that, and you should apologize to drunken sailors for that.
Yeah, duly noted. My apologies.
But we also would not have graded George W. Bush so well either on several levels. Now, he wasn't quite the disaster that the current president is, but he hasn't done any favors for the economy either.
Well, with a $400 billion annual federal deficit at the end of his presidency, I thought that was obscene as his administration ended, or as his terms ended. But now it's gotten completely out of control. Tell me, what this recent pledge to America that the Republican Party's come out with in the last, I guess, week or so. Tell me what your feelings on that and the position that American First Prosperity have taken on that.
Well, you know, There's some things in there that we like, obviously. I mean, we definitely want them to promote economic growth. I mean, extend the tax cuts. My goodness. You know, to me, it is totally obscene, this death tax. And don't let me get off on this too long, but because I really could. But the death tax where, you know, maybe you're a farmer in South Georgia and you've, you know, had this farm in your family for generations. And due to inflation, the value of your land has gone up. And maybe you have a John Deere, you know, piece of machinery, which is very expensive, and a house, and you die, you know, this year, you don't owe any taxes, estate taxes, or your family doesn't.
Right.
But if you die January 1st, 55% of your family's wealth is wiped out in federal taxes.
Unbelievable. You know, and it sounds like you and I are certainly on the same page. I believe that taxation stifles economic growth, and I'm sure you know this already. JFK cut taxes, and it's okay for a Democrat to cut taxes, and he did, and the economy grew, jobs were created, there was tax revenue increased, and the deficit went down. Reagan cut taxes, same result. Bush cut taxes, same result. We know what works, but we're choosing not to do it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on why we're choosing not to do it.
Well, it just doesn't seem to be the philosophy that is popular with the folks in charge right now. But I don't want to skip this part. We're talking about cutting taxes, but we also need to reduce the size of government and the spending of government. That is disgusting. And we really shouldn't do one without the other, but we should do both. Okay?
No doubt. No doubt.
That is part of the Republican plan as well, and I'm glad to see them recognize that, because for a while it seemed like they only talked about tax cuts, which we love that. We love tax cuts. But again, this getting rid of programs that are no longer needed is, you know, and just cutting spending in general. I mean, there's just so much waste, and it's just disgusting to take a look. And not only is it a federal problem, they've passed on their problems down to the state level. Our state, a lot of the, most of our spending is education and Medicare and Medicaid.
Right, right. Absolutely. Tell me this. How do people get involved? They go to the website AmericanForProsperity.org. Is that right?
That's right. They can go on there and they can join up. There's a join now button. It doesn't cost anything to join, and that will put them on our email list, and then we'll give them other opportunities. We have all kinds of great events. We had a Constitution Day festival here recently in Georgia. We've got November is coming programs with our voter education programs to let the people know in certain congressional districts how their congressman voted, because a lot of folks aren't very educated about how their particular congressman is doing in Washington. All they hear are his news clips, you know,
right.
And so some of them need to be educated, and we're working hard on that right now. We also have summits and all kinds of great events for our folks.
So Americans for Prosperity, if I'm hearing you right, is for smaller government, for fiscal responsibility, and encouraging people to go out and vote their convictions and know their candidate before they actually cast that vote. That's kind of what you're saying to us today, right?
That's a very good synopsis. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm talking today to Virginia Galloway. She is the director of Americans for Prosperity here in Georgia. If you want to get involved, it's AmericansForProsperity.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, glad to do it.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Great, thanks.
All right.